bring you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is Wall Street Money Never Sleeps. Over 30 years later, much anticipated or not, the sequel is here, and Michael Douglas, while he's out of prison, he's still greedy and manipulative, but maybe he's after a little redemption too when he tries to patch things up between his daughter and Shia LaBeouf.
There's so much you don't know, Jacob.
They took my life, and when I got out, who's waiting for me? Nobody!
This is not about the money! This is about you and me!
It's about doing the right thing.
It's about the game.
So as they say, timing is everything. And what better timing to bring us a new Wall Street movie than when we all despise those money-grubbing, blood-sucking, dream-smashing thugs? You know, I'm just saying. Whole thing, though, it's likely a ploy to play on your financial frustrations to get you to spend some of your disappearing money on this movie to go watch one of those thugs get his. Which might actually not be a bad idea if you're looking to go take out some of those where-did-all-my-money-go aggressions. Head to the theater, grab a giant bucket of popcorn, feel free to yell to scream from time to time, and watch Michael Douglas do his thing one more time. Now to something completely different, it's Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole. This one is animated and 3D. A group of bad owls want to take over the Owl Kingdom, but what they don't count on is a couple of young owls being strong enough to seek out the help of the Guardian Owls to set things straight.
Legend tells of a band of noble guardians, sworn to vanquish evil and to save our kingdom. But they remain lost in the mists of Ga'Hoole, hidden to all but those who believe.
So here are the things the movie has going for it. It has lots of colors, some good effects, and some really adorable little owls, which is all good for the kids. But as adults might be a bit bothered by, the story's a bit boring and not all that easy to follow. I mean, it's not like the owls are wearing little white hats and little black hats so you can tell who the good guys are and the bad guys are. And then there's the violence. Yes, I know they say the kids can handle more these days, but there was one fight scene that was a bit too much for me. But the worst thing by far is the title of this movie, Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole. What is up with that? If all movies were named like that, last week's movie, The Town, would have been called Legend of the Bad Guys, the Bank Robbers of Charlestown. How about just calling this movie The Owls? Good news, though, if the kids can't remember what this movie is called, they probably aren't going to ask to go see it. So on a movie night traffic light, The Owls is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.